الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى in his great love, mercy and kindness has prescribed for us the month of Ramadan and the fasting and all related matters, where it is our duty, but moreover it is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. What was exactly needed for us to live a proper life, as far as our dunya is also concerned, which is very, very short, and then the long life of the qabr, and then the day of qiyamah, how long that will be, and eternally after that, how to live successfully in Jannah, to get completely saved from Jahannam. Allah gave us to the very fine detail everything, and just that which was the most perfect, most ideal for us, Allah prescribed that for us. So we should make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So with regard to fasting also, as we explained, it's not a requirement to stay hungry, but the requirement is to fast. And like it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, a person who commits sins like backbiting, lying in his fasting, then Allah has got no need of him staying hungry. In other words, he was not fasting, he was a person who just stayed hungry. So it isn't a matter of staying hungry, it's a matter of fasting. And for fasting, all the other requirements of fasting must also be fulfilled. Then it will be called a sawm, a fast, roza, whatever in different languages it is referred to. Then it will be that, and then it will yield the results, and the greatest result will be of taqwa. And a person who is a muttaqi, Allah befriends that person. A person who is a muttaqi, Allah comes in the heart of that person. Allah is his guide at every step. Allah is his protector. Allah is his provider. So this all Allah is giving in this month. So with regard to making our fast, which are called fast, we discussed about the eyes, about the tongue, and about the ears. And then also we discussed about the stomach, that the food that we eat and all the other, and there are a lot of details as far as food is concerned. May Allah give us tawfiq to get informed about that. And this little time, of course, is never sufficient. This is just to give us an idea here. And then if we get properly informed about it and we observe it, we will be doing ourselves the greatest favor. Then another type of fast that is also required, and that is the fast of the heart. The heart, there is a fast of the heart also. So with regard to that, a few preliminary points of all the others also that we were discussing is that firstly, let us understand the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in the creation of the heart. And Allah Ta'ala is supplying 250,000 hearts a day. About 250 babies are born in the world in a day. So Allah is supplying 250,000 hearts. So what is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? And it isn't that Allah has got a heart factory somewhere, and from there the malaika bring and put it in here. But in that one drop of sperm, or part of that drop of money from which the child is formed, all the material of the heart is also in there. And the material of the heart, we know, very delicate. And one doctor explained that in Arabic it is called qalb, heart, qalbun. And because it moves all the time, he says when they are working on the heart and they take it out of the patient and they put it in a tray, it also doesn't rest. It's moving all the time. And in the body also, it is moving all the time, its movements. That is a qalb. And qalb, like Allah, is muqallibul qulub, turner of the heart. The heart itself also is just turning. Physically also, the heart, and then moreover, what we have to be concerned about here now, the spiritual heart. But just about the physical heart a little bit, how Allah Ta'ala has made it, and if we study the details, and we see, we get amazed how Allah has made the heart. The four chambers of the heart which Allah has made, how the blood comes in, goes to the neck, how it is purified, and going into the lungs. And the lungs is a great purifier, which is taking in oxygen all the time. From the nose, we are supposed to take in the oxygen, and we are breathing out carbon dioxide. It is the oxygen is going to purify that heart, the blood, and the carbon dioxide is being brought out. So purification plant Allah has put continuously in the lungs. That blood goes back to the heart. The heart pumps it to all the parts of the body. So this is also the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and as we Allah gives the opportunity, we should study this also. We come across articles, people have written beautiful articles, what this great qudrat of Allah, and this is also a means to recognize Allah Ta'ala. The heart is also 24 hours busy. We can be fast asleep, we can be dreaming, or we not dreaming, but the heart is busy doing its work continuously. And if perhaps we had the opportunity of having a sauna done by a cardiologist, and he shows you the heart, how it's moving, how the ventricles are opening, how everything is just mind-boggling. And nobody can explain it, and how much has been known is still only very, very superficial. What is still in the details, only Allah Ta'ala knows, the creator of the heart. Anyway, the heart is a great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And it is within each one of us. Also one very interesting point, and which can help us also, professor at a lecture, he told the students that the Quran Sharif is not correct. There are mistakes, there are flaws, na'uzu billah, in the Quran Sharif. And he chose this ayat of the Quran Sharif, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah has not made for any man two hearts in his body. So he said that everyone has only got one heart. Why the distinction between man and woman? Why did Allah say, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ لِإِمْرِئٍ لِأَيِّ وَاحِدٍ. For any person, Allah hasn't made two hearts. So students stood up and said, Doctor, Professor, when a woman is conceived, when she is conceived, then she has got two hearts in her inside. Her own heart also, and the baby's heart also. So Allah didn't say for anyone. It's only a man that hasn't got two hearts. A woman, on occasion, in her inside, fijofi, in her inside, Allah has made two hearts. The baby, and sometimes three hearts, twins, and sometimes four hearts, triplets, and sometimes even more hearts in that one. So Allah, this is kalamullah. We cannot imagine what the greatness of the Quran Sharif is. And to this point of the choice of words also, what is the knowledge of Allah, and how Allahu Akbar, and we have been given that great gift on the plate. May Allah Ta'ala make us that we appreciate it. Similarly, one great alim of Egypt who had association with professors and learned people or in the Western way world of Germany, on one occasion they were discussing, and they told him, you also believe in the Quran, that it's the absolute word, it's the final, no question about, how can you also believe? So he said, let me ask you a question, that you people are masters of language, and you have mastered language. Tell me, describe the fire of anything which is fast, which is big, and the fire of Jahannam, anything, what is very big, describe it. So in their language, they were very eloquent in speech, and they used all different things. Then he said, now let me tell you what the Quran Sharif explains, the vastness of the fire of Jahannam. And so easy, the Qur'an of Jahannam says, هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. No matter how full it gets, it's still bigger. No matter how full, هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ, are there more to come? So they admitted at that point that this is such an explanation of vastness, of hugeness. Like that we say, دِلْ مَرَا هُو جَائِكْ مَيْدَانِ هُو. A vast heart that is just empty. Many things we can explain. But Qur'an Sharif and the beauty of the Qur'an, if we have one bit of it, and really Allah give us tawfiq to one alim explain where the beginning of his bayan, he says, now I will be diving into the sea of the Qur'an and I will come and present to you some pearls of the Qur'an Sharif. What the Qur'an Sharif has got, and one thing of the Qur'an, from any medical point of view, psychological point, anything, the Qur'an is filled with such great beauty. So anyway, the heart Allah has made. It is a great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And of course, everyone will understand what a great ni'mat the heart is also. And this also asks those people who did have some heart attack or heart problem. When that heart attack comes, and the chest tightens up. And if it's a severe heart attack, one person explained that pain was so terrible. Then when they got him to hospital, so they started treating him. But like this, we don't understand. We don't appreciate what it is. But those who have gone through this, and then they fear, and then ask them when they want to have some little extra of butter, ghee, then they fear that the thought just comes to them. This pain they go through, and also that is that, and psychologically, my life could have ended. If the heart problem, one good friend of ours says that heart attack is no problem, but mort attack is the problem. So sometimes it's just a heart attack, but sometimes it's a mort attack. If it's a mort attack, then you finish, you're gone. And for unfortunate for those of us who have the love of dunya, and mort attack comes, then it's finished. But if we have reality of akhirat, Allah granted, and our actions, we know we are so weak, but we have got two great things which Allah has given. One is tawbah. Going off again a little bit, on the occasion of Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala did not only give namaz. Namaz was special, even. What a great gift. And for such a thing, Allah make us regular with our namaz and let us appreciate what namaz, salat is. This is the one command that Allah did not give it on the earth. Allah called Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam where? Not just in the heavens, but right by the arsh of Allah. Allah gave this great gift. And then who brought this great gift? And from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who gave it to us? If somebody gives you a gift and they send it with somebody, with courier mail, there is no what you call it sentimental value with the courier mail. But if they gave it to somebody, you go and give it to this person specially. And that person is also a special person. And so it was Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And not even the intermediary of Jibreel alayhi salam, directly to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time today, and we must always make dua for the galaxy of the people who brought this whole deen to us. The sahaba, tabi'in, the great, great ulama. And for namaz, what namaz. On one occasion, the imam was making namaz in the cold countries of Russia. And it was very cold, so the jubba, what he was wearing, or the shawl, he did not take his hands out from there. Just from inside he made. So somebody at the back shouted out, take your hands out, three times. Then the imam turned around and said, it must be Imam Sarakhsi. So he said, yes, I am Sarakhsi. And I'll tell you, make the namaz properly. That you have to take your hands out. So every detail of our deen, how the ulama have looked after it, and how they have presented, so we must make lot of dua. Anyway, so on the occasion of Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala at that time gave the great, great ni'mat of Tawbah also. And Allah said that the doors of Tawbah, are wide open till close to Qiyamah, till when the sun will rise from the west. Till that time, the doors of Tawbah will be open. And for an individual, until Sakarat comes on a person. And when now he doesn't see people around him now. Now he sees the other creation of Allah. Till that time, Tawbah is accepted. This was also given, this great gift. And another great gift that was given also on the occasion of Mi'raj are the last ayats of Surah Baqarah. On that occasion, they also did not come through with Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah gave them right there, directly. And one Sahabi most probably, or one of our great, great people, he said, I haven't met an intelligent person who doesn't read the last ayats of Surah Baqarah before going to sleep. That if you are intelligent, you will definitely read it. Allah give us tawfiq for all of us. Note it down mentally now, afterwards note it now on your phone, in your writing, whatever it is. Surah Fatiha that we read. Surah Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. And then Ayatul Kursi Tal the Ruku. And then Lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard till the end. 10 ayats. These are so valuable, so valuable, so much it is said. Allah give us the correct yaqeen, and that we read it with a clean mouth. Even if you read it on a mad person, that person comes right. So valuable these ayats are. So every morning we should try and read this ayat, and every night we should read this ayat. And we can let everyone in the family read. Small children, blow on them. Read and blow on them. We have got ill people, read and blow on them. Very, 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 very valuable treasures. Okay. So this is the heart is a great qudrat of Allah, and see Allah through our heart. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you see within yourself? You will see Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has put His signs everywhere. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, how many ayahs, signs of ours we have spread in the heavens and the earth. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. Man just passes by. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدُونَ. And he pays no attention to them. For many, many such ayats. Normally, we make Fajr Namaz in Jami Masjid, and then when we come, just after that now, the sun is just about to rise now. And the beautiful year on the west, on the east, where the sun is rising, many, many times we see what beautiful scenes. Today, for example, the artist has drawn a beautiful, he's done his artwork of sunrise, sunset, over the mountains, over the sea, over a river, whatever. And in there, he has got beautiful flowers, and he has got some birds, and they look like they are living in the way his artwork was so perfect. And you'll pay an enormous amount, and you are a lover of this. And you have got that, you paid perhaps 500,000 rand. More also to have one of that artist's impression, and you got it wall to wall, ceiling to floor in your bedroom. When you wake up, you see it there, and it you enjoy it. But that you paid so much, and it is static. It is just that one. But this what Allah, every second it's changing. And as it changes, this color becomes more, this becomes how beautiful. And it is on the real big screen. The whole screen for the and all to see. The poor people also see it, free of charge. Everyone sees it and changing all the time. And real life, not dead. Now what great qudrat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's signs are so many and everywhere. And when we have contact and our hearts are open, then a person sees this great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. On one occasion, some friends took us in that place to see a very beautiful waterfalls, etc., right in the mountains, not easy to get there also. So, there were a few ulama, and we went there. Everyone had something to say of the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But one alim amongst us, he said, I can't say anything. And then when we gave it little thought, he was an alim who did not have contact with any buzur. They did not have that marifat, that recognition of Allah. He had Arabic language, he had half his jayyid, half his also, and the alim also, everything. But he couldn't see the one bit of Allah's Qudrat. But when this connection comes, then a person just sees the Qudrat of Allah. And immediately then, his mind goes towards Akhirat, towards Allah, the greatness of Allah. As we read in the, heard in the Kitab now, if we have got this greatness of Allah, it comes in us. And Allah has been also so merciful, see, that in Adhan, 4 times in the beginning we hear Allahu Akbar. 2 times at the end we hear Allahu Akbar. Our namaz, Iqamat, again we hear Allahu Akbar. Our namaz starts with Allahu Akbar. How many times Allahu Akbar? If we just pay little attention to bring the greatness of Allah into our lives, then our lives will be made. And Allah made it. And so many times you are hearing Allahu Akbar. When the Imam says Allahu Akbar, the first hour Allahu Akbar is Farah. When we start our namaz, and it must be said with the tongue and lips moving also, and at least that we can hear. If we haven't, then we haven't even started our namaz. Then we are like sitting in the car, and we haven't even started the car. We are just dreaming, I'm now driving, I'm by that robot, I'm turning right here, I've reached my destination, but you are still just where you were. You didn't drive. Like small children perhaps do, they get into daddy's driving seat, and they are driving very fast, and they are moving it up also. But they are nowhere, they are just where they are. Like that, if we don't even start our namaz. And throughout the namaz, namaz also is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so this greatness of Allah, Allah gives us and let us connect with Him. One person, very good Jamaat worker, he has passed away in Zambia. Very responsible and great work also they had done in their days. On when he was ill now, old, he was walking with his son, and they saw a stop street sign. Just a stop street sign. And he told his son, see Allah there. In a stop street sign, he's seeing Allah Ta'ala. In everything. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. Everything is expressing the greatness and the beauty and glory of Allah Ta'ala. If you just think, like for example, one example we give. You go to the airport and you check in, you get your boarding pass. In there, see Allah Ta'ala. That boarding pass, if that machine was faulty, it shouldn't. If the ink got finished, it shouldn't print. The paper got finished or the card that is printing on, it shouldn't. So many things. It's Allah who has put all those things right and he just shoots out the boarding pass and it is in your hand. And we don't think that how lot behind the scene, at the airport or at the terminal, how lot behind the scene things are working. But that also behind that, Allah's great Qudrat. Where was that ink made? And the container of the ink. And on that container they did some printing also. All that also. And then the cap of it. It doesn't come to an end. All this Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's Qudrat is so great. So Allah give us tawfiq and open our hearts. And by this glorious month of Ramadan, that we see Allah's Qudrat in everything. We in ourselves see Allah. Out of ourselves see Allah. Your little baby, a smile playing on the face of that two-day-old baby. See the Qudrat in that baby. What that baby does. What feats it has got, and how Allah Ta'ala has made it. Allahu Akbar. In that also think that, for example, our mind, which Allah has given us. You are driving your car, you see a sign, 200 meters, stop street. There's a stop street in 200. You just saw it. You didn't like read it also. It's just through your eyes, your eye reading. But immediately that message is gone to the brain. The brain, perhaps you haven't even gone to grade 1 in school. But what mathematical calculations the brain is working out. That now you must put on your leg so much pressure that within 200 meters you'll be able to come to a nice stop. Not that you are going to be driving fast and last minute you gave a sharp break. And not also that 200 meters before you give a sharp break. But just that you come gradually to a nice stop. What calculations? Which computer can work this out? And then again, not only that, while in that 200 meter, you see a ball coming, what your eyes you saw, that message was given to the brain. now recalculating. The brain is recalculating, and telling you also in all probability a little child is going to be running behind the ball. Now that now you have to now swerve your steering in this direction. Now you have to apply more brakes. How much as we are sitting here, the brains are working. The heart is working. All the parts of the body. So we appreciate the qudrat of Allah, see the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and all these things are an amanat also. The heart is also a great amanat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah has created everything for us, and has created us for akhirah, has created us for Allah Ta'ala. If we have somebody to work for us, we want our car washed. So we give somebody, we tell him, wash my car. And we give him the detergents also, the soap, the water, the bucket, everything that he needs. And he has come with his own car. And now he uses all the things we gave him to wash his car. And when he's finished, he asks us for money. He says, pay me now. He says, you, how angry you will become, that all the things I gave you for my car, you used it on your car, and you still ask it. Allah gave us everything to make His ibadat. We use it all on ourselves. And then we say, Ya Allah, give me Jannat. We must ask in any case, even if we did not. That is that Kareem being that will still also give. But who else will ever give? Ever give? Ever give? Hey, everything Allah gave us, we are using it for ourselves. And then we want the best also in akhirat, and may Allah grant it to us. But really we should say that we have to serve Allah. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ Allah, the dunya has been created, put at your service, and we must be serving Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So this heart, it must be also, and this is the month of Ramadan, that we keep the roza of the heart also. That all the things which are harmful for the heart, we keep them away. Amongst them, one major thing that is very, very, that is a poison, thorough poison, a killer poison, is pride. It is shaitan. He was that person, ulama explained, that he had three ayns, the alphabet ayn. Three of them he had, but he did not have the fourth one. He had ayn for ilm. The knowledge he was given was so much knowledge that even the fine print, so to say, of the shariats of every Nabi, he knew, he had the knowledge of that also. All the what we call juziyat, all the finer points, not only the major, but the footnotes also. And all the details, he had the full knowledge of that also. Then he had marifat, marifat of Allah. So much marifat of Allah that he knew that when Allah is very angry, but still at that time also, the anger of Allah doesn't control Allah. Allah is in control of his anger also. Allah was very angry with him when he refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. At that time he said, Rabbi anzirni. Oh Allah, give me space, give me time that I keep on living. And he knew that Allah is that like we are overtaken. If it's too much of love in a person, in your love you say what and what things. Sometimes you'll promise your wife what and what at night. And when in the morning she asks, you say, no, that was night talk. That is not in the day, that was a fairy tale talks. Real world, those things don't apply. Because we were overtaken, we agreed to this also what she said, we agreed to that also what she said, but in real life, we can't even fulfill all that. But Allah Ta'ala, he's no condition, no sifat overpowers Allah. Taqdeer Allah made, and it is written, but taqdeer is not above Allah also. Allah is in control of his taqdeer also. And the one thing that changes taqdeer is dua. What a weapon Allah has given us in dua, that even ulama and great buzurgs make dua. Ya Allah, if my end of my life, my khatima is su'a khatima, a bad end, and it's written down, but you are above that, I beg you, I cry in front of you, you change it into husna khatima. Allah has got that also. So there is nothing above Allah. So Shaitan also knew at that time when Allah was so angry, but that anger can't control Allah Ta'ala. And anger really doesn't control us also. Normally we take it when we are angry, then we say also how stupid we make ourselves also. A person is having a fight with somebody and is verbally shouting and death. Now he wants to hit the person also. Then he tells everyone, hold me before I hit him. If you want to hit him, go and hit him. Why are you asking the people to hold you? If you want to go and hit him, go and hit him. And this anger, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, makes us such a fool. And we are made such stupid idiots by this anger. Like you are very angry with your wife on some matter. And you tell her that today I'm going to make pulp out of you. I'll make mince out of you today. And you, your sleeves also, you're putting them up, everything. And you are very angry. And you say, my anger, now nothing can stop me. Now I'm so angry. But just then, there's a knock on the door. And when you look from the little peephole, and you see it's your two brothers-in-law, your wife's brothers, who are both in the army. And they wear their uniform also, and they've got their guns also. Now suddenly that anger is gone. Now you tell the police, you know, all this is just it happened, and then forget about all that. Now why your anger went away? Also our Shaykh says anger is so shrewd. It only comes out on people who you think are lower than you, who are under you. It doesn't come out on somebody who is higher than you. Many times you see a person is shouting the children in the class, your students, your own children, anyone. You're shouting your wife, you feel she's under you. But the minute you see somebody higher, the anger is gone. So anger is very, very shrewd. It's not really genuine also. It makes us stupid. And it makes us do the most stupid things also. So anyway, so Shaitan knew the knowledge he had, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala he had, and also the ibadat of Allah. So much ibadat that it is said there isn't a span of ground anywhere left where he did not make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. But what he did not have is the muhabbat, the love of Allah Ta'ala. That he did not have. In muhabbat, you don't work out logically. Muhabbat is to this extent, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has written, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told us many times this. To understand this muhabbat, a king told one of his subjects that this pond which is here, you jump into the pond with your clothes, but see that your clothes don't get wet. Now if it is a person of akal, he will say, are your brains in order? If you jump in the water, your clothes have to get wet. But muhabbat, he jumped in. And when he came out, he said, I told your clothes must not get wet. He said, maaf. He didn't say that, are your brains in order? This is what muhabbat is. When you know the command of Allah, whether you see your destruction in there, but my Allah's command, I must fulfill it. May Allah bless us with that love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the time to acquire that also. Also with regard to love of Allah Ta'ala, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said, to stay away from sin in the fear of Allah Ta'ala is no great achievement. He says even a dog stays away when you show it a stick or you show it a stone, it also runs away. So when Allah shows you His punishment and you stay away, it's great, it's good, but it isn't the greatest thing. To stay away from sin in the love of Allah, that is what is called sharafate insani. That is what is called a sharif human being. What who is called a human being. That Allah's favors. Allah gave me existence from non-existence. Allah made me a human being. Allah could make me a snake. He could make me a monkey. He could make me a pig. Allah Ta'ala, He gave me iman. What favors of Allah? How can I disobey Allah? As we read Surah Yusuf, that what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi ahsana, that my Rabb, whether it is Allah he was referring to, or the minister, how good they are to me, how can I disobey them? I can't disobey them. Allah who is so good to every one of us, And we still disobey Allah. Obey Allah. Allah is making our heart work properly. Allah is making our brains work properly. Everything. And we still disobey Him. So to stay away from the disobedience in the love of Allah. Love of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore this path of suluk, of reaching Allah Ta'ala, where it is taught with love, that is the greatest. Where it is taught in following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the greatest. So in this we have been blessed in the silsila of the Chishtiyah, that the love of Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this way with great enjoyment a person can traverse the path and cross the road and reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make it that it comes in us. So anyway, when Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala told him that make sajda to Adam Alayhi Salam, he didn't see the command of Allah. That Allah, na'uzu billah, there was a great atirat in there, a great objection. Are you thinking right? I'm made of fire, fire goes up. Adam Alayhi Salam is made of sand, sand goes down. That how can a person who is going up make sajda to somebody who is down? The person who is down must make sajda to the one who is up. But if he had muhabbat of Allah, then he should have immediately whatever Allah's command, and sajda al-malaikatu kulluhum ajma'un. The malaika who were imbued with the love of Allah, they all immediately made sajda. Shaitan, he was not an angel at any time, he is a jinn. All the time you, but because of his great ibadat, great knowledge, great marifat of Allah, he was allowed to stay amongst the malaika. And then he refused to make the sajda. So this also we have to say, and ulama have written so beautifully, he did not make one sajda and he was thrown out of the court of Allah. And how many sajdas aren't we making? Hey, we don't, how many sajdas of ours we are not making. Also, the shaitan, when he refused to make sajda, and he was thrown out, he made this vow that he's going to try and take as many people as possible. All, his object is to take everyone to Jahannam. But he also said, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You won't find that the vast majority of them who make shukr. Ulama have said, a person, there is an easy way also to get safe from shaitan, is to make shukr. And really, we just have to think a little bit, scratch the surface very little, and we'll realize we got no choice but to make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever, how many namaz, for our eyes we make shukr. And for our ears, the list will never end. And shukr, no matter how much we make, we can never get to the reality of shukr also. And on shukr, Allah Ta'ala double has emphasized, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَامُ of تَعْكِيدِ نُون تَقِيلَ تَعْكِيدِ definite, and it's a kalam of Allah, the words of Allah, which there can't be any truer word. And it is in the Qur'an Sharif, the greatest, most authentic kitab, it is in there that we just make shukr. So anyway, so this pride which Shaitan hid, that was his destruction. And also, after Shaitan was thrown out of the court of Allah Ta'ala, in that realm, Allah alone knows, the other great malaika, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, sahm gay. They just went they were shocked. And they were not making any movement, just shocked, they just stood. So after, Allah only knows how many thousands of years must have passed. What's wrong with you people? Why are you standing like this in the shocked state? They said, if Shaitan could be thrown out, Iblis, his name was Azazil. His name was also like the Malaika, Israfil, Jibreel, Azazil. He has given the honor that his name was also like this. If he could be thrown out, where do we stand? Tomorrow could be our turn. Allah said, you be just like that. Have this fear all the time. So that fear is very, very good that we don't know. Today I may be the greatest alim in the world. I may be the most abid, the most. I may be having the most marifat. I may be the greatest person. The world is praising me. But we don't know by Allah. the hearts of his creation are just between his fingers, which moment he changes it in which way. And also that Allah is Allah, and we have to believe in Allah as he is, not in our mind that this is now unfair, na'uzu billah. No, that we are making our own Allah then. That's just one other idol of ours. Allah, we have to know Allah as he is, and we have to submit totally to Allah as he is and as he wants to. And Allah is Allah. On one occasion, some matter was reported to Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, some serious matter, and Mufti Sahib said, Allahu samad, that this person outwardly, whatever his matter was and was and what and what it was, but Allah does as he pleases. Not that this is my worker for so many thousand years, so him, I can't fire him. This is my family, Allah got no family also. Allah is Allah, and Allah, and we have to, Allah is Samad. Allah is independent. Allah is not need. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that if the government of a country, some people went against the government, and they caused lot of havoc also, and the government wants to punish them, but they have to consider, the power is very strong. They can perhaps throw us out of the government. So we have to be careful with them. Allah doesn't have to consider anyone. The whole world together can say, we are going to fight Allah. And now we're going to take Allah out of his office, and we're going to be in charge. Out of the question. Nobody, the whole world together, with all our power we want to, Allah is Allah. So we have to learn to know who Allah is, and submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. Then this question also won't come, that why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? I'm a very pious person. I'm a very good person. That how could it happen? No. And how could Allah do this to me? That I'm a person. I'm very good. Why did Allah do? No. That will never come. Allah is Allah. And we have to submit to Allah as he is. So anyway, this heart which Allah Ta'ala has given us, one thing that we have to work in this month of Ramadan on also, this pride. And this pride, see how it destroyed shaitan. And how it is destroyed. How many? Shaitan also, our Shaykh quoted, he's known, Ta'usul Malaika, the peacock of the Malaika. A peacock, how beautiful its feathers are. It was the peacock, the pride of the Malaika. He was there, he wasn't among the Malaika, but he was like the pride of the Malaika. So much ibadat, so much knowledge, so much marifat of Allah. But just because of this pride, he got this. And today this pride is a killer disease. And almost all of us, and the sad part, as we heard in the kitab also now, there are many of those diseases which we got and we don't know them. Until we don't recognize this pride, a person is not going to remedy it. I haven't got sugar, why must I go on insulin? Why must I go on this medicine? Why, if I haven't got pride, why must I go on treatment for that? But really, pride is in us also. And very much so also. And it is this pride that makes a person, he doesn't want to accept the truth, he looks down upon people, and this pride is the cause of anger also. When a person has got pride, anger comes in a person. And that anger is such a terrible thing. Just one broad example. A person where he gives talaq to his wife, Allah protect us all. And in one breath, he pronounces three talaq. And not only three, some people, how many cases, ask the muftis, that he gives 1,000 talaq. In one breath, 1,000 talaq. One breath, the size of this mountain, so many talaqs I give you. And that has destroyed everything. And almost nothing can repair the situation again. So it is this. And then one day when they come to Mufti Sahib, they said, I gave that talaq in anger. So who gives talaq in love? So everyone, when he gives talaq, he gives it in his anger. Nobody, when he's making love to his wife, and then he gives her talaq. And also, this is like a beautiful example ulama have given. A person takes a firearm, gun, revolver, pistol and he shoots three bullets right into the heart of his wife. And when he has done that, he goes to doctor now and he says, write for her a birth certificate. Doctor, how he's going to write a death certificate? She's dead now, he can't write a birth certificate. So we give the three talaqs and we go to Mufti Saab and we say, give marriage certificate. You gave the talaq certificate. And Mufti Saab must change it now and give now a marriage certificate. You gave the talaq, and then what we say, the Muftis break the homes. And the Maulanas, we want to make up. Husband also wants the house to be made. Wife also, the families also. But all the Maulanas and Muftis, they say, no, this house can't be made. Talaq is taken place. We want to, but they are stopping us. They are breaking the home. We break the home. We give the talaq. And no Maulvi, no Maulana makes masalas. He only shows the masalas. Masalas are made by Shari' alayhi salam, by Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given the masail, and the hadith is, and the fuqaha, ulama have just taken out the masalas. They only show the masalas. They don't make masalas. Which Maulvi can make a masala? They only show you the masala. And if you are fighting, you are fighting Allah and His Rasul. The Shariat is from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is what anger is. Anger has caused what and what? Road rage. And what types, terrible types of road rage. What has happened in there? How the person comes out with what spanners and what things and fighting and killings take place. All because of this anger. And this is that great month. If we work on it, all this can come in control. And a person whose anger is under control, he himself is in peace with himself. And when anger is not there, when we were still very young, there was a young boy, younger than us, he has passed away, Allah give him Jannat, but also a lot of anger. On one afternoon, he ran to one of the Maulana in the town, and he says, please Maulana, help me, my anger, I just can't contain myself. That how can I get rid of this anger of mine? Anger is a terrible thing. It makes you feel as though you are bursting into your seams. It makes you seem that your veins are bursting. Your arteries are bursting. When a person is angry, and all the marks that come here, and on his throat, the blood that blows up in the veins, all this anger. And anger is from this pride. And pride has to do with the heart, and it is the chief product of shaitan. Whenever we are angry, we should realize that now we are agents of shaitan. Of course, that will come, but that is not so much anger for the sake of Allah. Man abghadha lillah wa ahabba lillah, to be angry for Allah's sake, that we don't do. Where we have to be, haram is taking place, social gathering, then we say, I thought, hey, if I talk now, will be big trouble. So I just kept quiet. Where we have to get angry, there we don't get angry. The one person, when there was curfew, like in Pakistan, for example, at night, you from 6 o'clock or whatever time, you're not allowed to be outside. So when he went out, say, and he's gone with his wife, going for a walk. So the police stopped him, the army, you are not supposed to be here, where are you? Where is your ID card? So he said, my ID card, I left it at home. So he says, who you had to leave at home, your wife, that you brought her outside. And what you had to bring with you, your ID, that you left at home. So today we do also all this opposite. So this anger of ours, that when we, use it in the right place, it is mahmood, it is good, but there we don't use it where we have to use it. Our children, family, how many of us, they're not making namaz, no sign also of unhappiness. We are still eating together, talking, joking, everything. But let them break one glass, one cup, or leave one light on unnecessarily, or anything else wrong they do, then we have a big problem. So anger for Allah, and that also we have to see. Sometimes we've got a fight with somebody in the family, and then we can't take it out now because he's not paying me. Or he did me down in a deal or something. But now we take it out, we just for some deeny purpose. We say he doesn't make namaz, or there isn't parda in his house, therefore I got nothing to do with them. But actually, behind it is because he's not paying you. Because there's some other thing, but we just use this deeny front to justify ourselves. Anyway, the diseases of the heart, are terrible also, very severe, and perhaps the worst of them all is this pride, which has destroyed Shaitan, and this pride is in us also to such a great extent. Today you tell any person the correct masala, he becomes angry, he becomes upset. No matter who gives that masala, and no matter who that person is, but why you told me? Today in the madrasa, if you punish or reprimand the child, just told him something small also. He goes at home, the parents can't accept it. They will come fighting. In the masjid, people bring their little children and they're making a noise. And somebody just has to tell them, leave the children at home, look after your children, let them make namaz next to you. People get angry. Today we are not prepared to listen to anything. This pride of ours is gone to such levels. And today it has come to that level. Even the mashayikh, the real mashayikh, our elders, they also have to consider a person. Whereas actually it was nothing like that. One time, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, many a person would come and Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh passed away in 55-56, say about 70 years ago or so. But at that time a person comes and he wants to become bay'at and he hasn't got a beard, he would actually reprimand him in the harshest terms. What you want to become bay'at? You can't even keep a beard. Today try and tell somebody like that. If you today you have to be so mild and so sugar-coated, and on top of the sugar-coated, another sugar-coated. Today, if you tell somebody is just like as it has to be said, then people take off it because of this pride. If we read in the kitabs and we can't apply it today, if what we read in the kitabs, how our buzurgs used to be with the murids, etc., and if Allahu Akbar. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he was also a person, perhaps around about that time. On one occasion, he just shouted, reprimanded a person of the village. And he wasn't his murid, not his student also. But he realized, I had no right to shout this person. And he went at night to look for the person in his village. And with difficulty, he found him and he asked him to make him maaf. That if he's my student, I have the right, I can reprimand him, to correct him. If he's my murid, I can, but he's not my murid. That person, what we will say, pani ho gaya. He became completely, he said, Hazrat, you the great alim of our, we respect you, we honor you, what you say we accept. But today, who does that? Today, we can't accept that. So unfortunately, it's all because of this pride. This is the ideal month if we will work, and Rosa is a thing to help us tremendously to break our pride also. This is a 12-hour Rosa, and in that 12 hours we're sleeping perhaps another 4 hours also. So 8-hour Rosa, what Rosa are we really keeping? People who are keeping 20-hour Rosas, and they are keeping those Rosas where the temperature is 50-52 degrees centigrade. There we will learn that how this Rosa will teach us to break our pride also. That I am just a humble, I am a nothing whatsoever. People will come in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah like bajaj, like the kid of a goat, a small, or hardly like ants, like hardly an ant in front of Allah. What is my value? Today I want to shout at home, I control this, I do that, but who am I? And just one little thing, a pain in the back, a pain in the stomach, and it will cut us down to size. That who am I? A pain in the knees, and then what is our position? And you can make the biggest noise in the country, the president of the country, when you go home, and the president of the house, then you can't do anything. So if we realize really who we are, there will be no pride in a person. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيء مذكورا. A time was that we were nothing, not even spoken about, nothing we were. And today I think I'm somebody, and a time will come again when we will be in our graves. While we are living also, we won't be able to do anything. We walk to the Qabristan now, a time will come when we will be carried to the Qabristan. We go to the Qabristan and we read somebody's janazah, the time will come when people will read our janazah. We lower people in the qabr, a time will come when we will be lowered in the qabr. What can we do then? So this pride, it does not behove us. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah ali used to say, pride only comes to a stupid person. A person who is really down and out stupid, he has pride. A person who knows little bit what I am, impossible for that person to. And pride again on our whole akhlaq and character, it has got an effect on our whole life, at home, outside. So this is a thing also. Allah make it the disease of the heart, and a prime disease is this pride. And Allah make it that it comes out of us, and by the barakat of Ramadan, make dua also for it. The zikr is also for that purpose. This environment is also for that purpose. And we all make for one another dua. Allah save us from all our spiritual ailments, physical ailments also, and from all problems, the whole ummah also. وآخر دعوانا.